I got your text. All right, so let me get into the word here. I'm going to be brief this evening. I'm going to be brief. I want to talk about doing. And this morning we talked about the power of the name of Jesus. And when you know that you have that power backing you up, there's no excuse for you not to do something, right? Have you ever seen someone become emboldened, someone get really brave all of a sudden? I remember when I was in the fourth grade, and I was at Howell Elementary. You guys remember that place? It's gone now. Piper was asking me yesterday, she's asking me, where did you go to school when you were a little boy? And I was like, it's gone. You know, I was going to go show her, and it's not even there anymore. So I remember I was in the fourth grade, and I had decided to be a tough guy, okay? You don't have to look at me like that, Sue, all right? I want you to trust me, okay? I had decided to be a tough guy, and so I remember there were some other little boys, and we were just kind of jawing back and forth, and so we decided after school one day we were going to fight. And I was a white belt in karate, so, you know, that's, if any of you don't know, white belt is the one that comes with the pajamas. So, you know, okay. But I had watched a lot of Jackie Chan movies, so I figured I could probably handle myself. So anyway, we decided we were going to fight, man. And so I'm back there, and we're ready, man. I got my dukes up. I'm ready to go. And all of a sudden, I hear this crash behind me. And this is after school. Most of the other kids are gone, and we're just wasting time back here. And I hear this crash behind me, way behind me. But I'm not worried about that sound, because I'm worried about smashing bozos. Okay, I'm worried about this situation, and these kids all in front of me make this crazy faces, like, what in the world? And they point. And they said, "Who is that?" And I turn around. And I saw this huge, jacked up 4x4 V10 Dodge Ram with a toolbox and a CB radio antenna flopping back and forth. That's my dad. And I thought, oh yeah, I'm about to whoop you boys in front of my daddy. And so I got real bold there. And you know, I just kind of stood there, and the other boys, they went off, and I was like, man, who's going to ever mess with me again in my life? And so I went walking over the truck, got my backpack, threw it over my shoulder, and I was like, yeah, wait till the old man hears this story. And he rolled the window, and he said, boy, get in this truck right now. And I got in the truck, and I was in a lot of trouble. So anyway, I thought I was bold. I thought, you know, I'm a really cool guy, and I was in a lot of trouble because I was back behind the school trying to get in fights with other kids for no reason. So when you get bold, sometimes you'll take a step. And, you know, my silly story from when I was a silly little fourth grader aside, throw that out of your mind. When you have the power of the name of Jesus backing you up, come on, what is there that you cannot accomplish? What is out there in the world that Satan can put in your way that you can't get through? Because you've got the power of the name of Jesus backing you up. And I want to share a story. I kind of spoke about this in passing the other day. There was a guy, there was a bunch of guys in the Old Testament. You can read about them in the book of 2 Samuel. And these guys were called David's mighty men, and these were tough dudes. Well, one of them was a guy named Benaiah. And Benaiah, one day, he faced a situation. He went, and there's a lion down in this pit. And so Benaiah goes out, and the Bible actually says there was a lion in a pit on a snowy day. So not only is Benaiah starting out cold, but there's a very angry 500-pound lion down in a hole. And, you know, what did Benaiah do? He could have left the thing alone, but he had a purpose. He had something he had to do. So Benaiah jumped down in the pit with the lion, and he killed it. He jumped down in the pit with a 500-pound angry lion on a snowy, nasty day with a spear and killed the lion. Why? Because Benaiah was emboldened and he was empowered. He knew his purpose and he knew his mission. So, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about your purpose. I want you to think about your mission. And that's why we talked for the past few weeks. That's why we talked about what we believe. Because we believe that when our church knows what we stand for and knows what foundation we stand on, that there are great things in store, that we can accomplish amazing things. I want you to always remember that. When you face something, I want you to remember that as you serve Jesus, no matter if you feel like you fail, and you might outright fail, there may be no denying that you have failed in a situation. I want you to understand that you can be bold even in failure because you have the power of the name of Jesus backing you up. So, even if you're afraid, even if you are feeling inadequate, remember that you have that authority backing you up, and you have the authorization to work in the spiritual realm and to do things, to do. We don't want to be a people that sits still. We don't want to be a people that's stagnant. You know what? Running water is good and clear. Stagnant water, oh my gosh, mosquitoes. You don't want that. We don't want to be like that. We want to be running water, fluid people that follow the living water that is Jesus. And if you are worried, if you are afraid, there's a verse that says, "For the Spirit of God gave us, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." I want you to remember that. When you face something, when you face a situation and you're worried about it, and you know that God has called you to do something, maybe God is speaking to you and saying, "Hey, I want you to talk to this person." Maybe God is speaking to you and saying, "Hey, I want you to give this or give of yourself," and you're worried about it. And you think, "God, I can't give this week. I'm between paychecks. I can't help meet that need." When you get afraid, I want you to remember that He doesn't give you a spirit that lets you be timid. You can't be timid and jump down in a pit with a lion and kill that thing. You can't be afraid. Because the lion senses your fear and ends you. So we don't want to be afraid. We're not going to be afraid. We're bold because we know who we serve. And we know that we are redeemed. And we know that there's power in the name of Jesus. And the second thing that you might say as an excuse is, "I'm not able. I'm not able to do this thing. I'm not able to meet this need because I'm not a good preacher. I'm not a good teacher. I'm not this or that, or I don't have training, or I don't have education." Stop making excuses and let's get to work. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." So don't come to me and say, "Pastor, I can't go over there and do that thing because I'm not equipped or I'm not ready." God made you and created you with a purpose and a mission in mind. Come on, let me say that so I can catch an amen. God made you on purpose, so you have a purpose and a mission. God has a plan for you. Thank you. Thank you. You are his masterpiece, okay? I want you to remember that. And we're facing a situation right now, and maybe we can't get there physically. Maybe we can't jump in a pickup and drive down to Lake Charles. Maybe we can't jump in a pickup and drive over to Wachita Parish and work. Maybe we can't do that, but we can touch that situation. So be bold. God's calling us to do things. We talked this morning just a little bit about serving in the church. Think about that. Think about that. Maybe God's called you to serve. And that could be, there's so many things. There's so many ways that you could serve in the church. You could teach. You could help get people in. You could help with pickup. You could help with security. There's so many things. And this isn't just the JB show. This isn't the Jason show. This isn't the Monica show. This is a team effort. Okay? We're all in this together. We're all following the name of Jesus. We're all serving under that power, filled with that power. Amen? And I'm so excited to see this church do things, and I'm so excited to see you do things. And so I challenge you today to throw out excuses. Throw those away. You don't need those. You don't need an excuse. And your reason is this: Jesus called you, and Jesus empowered you. So don't let anything stand in your way of serving. We are the body together, and the body is in perpetual movement. It doesn't stop. The body of Christ is alive and moving, not dead, not sitting still, moving. So tonight, as we get ready to close, I want you to prayerfully consider, God, what do you want me to do? What would you have me do? And it's a dangerous prayer. God, what would you have me do? What can I do to serve you? God, what can I do to serve the kingdom, to serve your kingdom? That's a dangerous prayer. But I dare you to pray that prayer. God, what can I do to help? How can I pour myself in? I challenge you to pray that prayer. Would you stand with me this evening, and we're going to go ahead and close. I want to pray with you, and we're going to pray that prayer. God, what can we do? What can we do to give ourselves to your kingdom? Pray with me. Father God, I just pray right now that something I said tonight has touched a heart, God, touched a mind in this place. God, what can we do? What can each one of us do? Open our hearts and our minds to your word, to your voice right now. What can we do to pour ourselves out? God, to give to the kingdom, to work for the kingdom, to help build your kingdom. God, what can we do? God, I want to serve you with my entire life. I want to give you everything I've got. God, we're seeking you right now. We want to do things. God, we want to be an active people following after you. We worship you, we believe you, and we are so thankful that there is power in the name of Jesus. And everyone could say, amen. Don't be afraid to do. Don't be afraid to do. Thank you for being here with us. I do want to make one more announcement that I forgot earlier. We are going to be relaunching our Wednesday night services on September 9th. That's ladybugs, mudbugs, all of it, okay? So we'll have a little bit of a get together there at 6:30 and kick that off. Super excited. If you want to help teach a class, let us know. We need